Blog Talk Radio.
Gonna get ready. What you gonna do? The Lord is doing the call. What you gonna do? You better get your heart to the Lord. What you gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do?
Unto you the divine word of truth. Hope and pray that all is well in your family circle. Hope and pray that you had a beautiful time at Mass on last evening and that God met you there. I just thank you for allowing me into your work area. Thank you for allowing me to ride on down the dangerous highway and byway with the old ship of Zion on your podcast dial. And I just thank those of you that so graciously tune in to this program. And for doing so, God has a blessing engraved with your name on it. And I just want you to get close to your radio dial this morning. I'm intending to bring you the divine word of God as I know it to be. And so before we go into our program, we always come across with an opening prayer. And so I want to ask those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledging our Lord and our Savior, our soon coming Messiah. His name is Jesus Christ. He's a native of Nazareth. And so we're going to acknowledge him at this time. And so I'm asking those of you that will to bow your beautiful heads as we go down in prayer. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity once again, God, around the spectrum. For we know that this earthly planet is not our eternal home, God. We know that you have in wait a mansion that's not built by mortal man. But you are the architect and you are the creator. But until you crack those clouds one historical day, we will continually to mount up before the four corners of this earth, from the north, south, east, and west, as pilgrims through this barren land. I'm asking you on this morning, Father God, to anoint these lips of clay. I want to be able to bring a rhema word to those that may then again may not know of you and the pardons of their iniquity. I'm asking you to grace me, your servant, with words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep down in the epitome of their souls. These and other blessings we ask in your name. And let the church say amen and amen. Hallelujah. I want you to get all your digital toys. I want you to get your iPads, your iPhones, and your laptops, your computers, and anything digital, and bring it along. Hallelujah. And those of you, you can go along with me as I read, or you can go at your own leisure, is your call. And our sermon on this morning, entitled, Hurting and Hearing. I want to say that one more time. Hurting and Hearing. And we're going to read our first key scripture coming out of the law of Exodus 3:7. And it reads this. I have surely seen the oppression of my people who are in Egypt and have heard their cry. That scripture reading once again, coming out of the law of Exodus 3:7. All right, we're going to go to our second key scripture, and it reads this. I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. That scripture reading is coming out of the law, Psalms 4 and 8. Hallelujah. And we know that, let me get my lighting so I can see what I am saying. Hallelujah. And we know that in the course of life, we go through oppression. We go through heartaches and pains. We go through all kind of circumstances in our everyday life just to survive in this place that we call planet Earth. And we look at King David's story and in our own story. And we know that the time comes when you and I are uneasy about our blessings. And we ask whether we have given, hallelujah, enough of ourselves to God. Our immediate urge is to relieve the uneasiness, to establish a tribute to God. So we bring before God beautiful sanctuaries and expensive church campuses. And we create liturgies and numerous of church programs, and we call for greater sacrifices. And we know that as some of our effort to please and appease God, whether we are motivated by our devotions or fear, we know that such tribute, hallelujah, fails to satisfy God. Neither rituals nor houses of rituals are desired by our Heavenly Father. God's heart is given to and for the welfare of God's people. We can read in the law of 1 Chronicles 17 and 4 through 14. We read that God's testimony, in which he recounts a history of a caring presence with the people of Israel. We know certainly that he has devoted himself to their plight. And in this passage, we also find a statement of God's radical freedom. Even when the prophet Nathan believed that David's relationship with God is his license to glorify God with a construction project, God, we know, is not obligated to be grateful. Sincere expressions of devotions do not change God's agenda. Elaborate temples of worship do not constrain God, hallelujah, to stay where we can meet God on our terms. But God created the world and all that is in it. And God is at home in the world. God goes from tent to tent and from one tabernacle to another. We know that the work to which God calls us is with the people whom God seeks to build up. We know that God's priorities must become our priorities. When this happens, we find out that our labor serves holy purposes that glorify God and sustain his people. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. And we know that, hallelujah, that in the law of Psalms 46 and 1, we know that God, hallelujah, is our refuge. Hallelujah. All we have to do is call upon him, call his name, and we know that he will answer. We know that God is our refuge and he's our strength. We know that God is our very present help in a time of trouble. Hallelujah. We know that the psalmist wrote that God is a very present help in our times of trouble. Through prayer, we can step into the common presence of the Lord and find strength to go on. As we bring our heartaches and our needs to God, he meets us where we are and gives us his peace. He is an ever-present help who cares for us in every situation. Hallelujah. We know that caregiving is a high calling and a difficult task. But there is strength from the Lord to help us as we care for those, hallelujah, who needs us. And I must tell Jesus all of my trials, for I cannot bear these burdens alone. In my distress, he kindly will help me. He ever loves and cares for his own. And we know that prayer puts us in touch with God. He's our greatest caregiver. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name. And I was reading an article about a man who had created a safety bed, which he claimed would provide protection against hurricanes and tornadoes, thieves and kidnappers and terrorism. And he called it the safest rest you ever had. We're told that when a motion sensor detects a threat, that the quantum sleeper automatically flows up around its occupant. And inside the bulletproof canopy, an alarm awakens the protected sleeper, who can spray tear gas on the intruder. And we are also told that while waiting in a turbulent area of a catastrophe of a tornado, that the recipient can watch a movie on the DVD player while waiting out a storm. And I suspect that not even an armored bed could guarantee you and I a good night's sleep. Hallelujah, untouched by anxiety or fear. But we can go into the law of Psalms 4:4-5, and it has a three-part recipe for finding peace in a troubled world. When you're angry, don't express it by disobeying God. When you lie down at night, do it in heart-searching silence. Hallelujah. Live sacrificially, putting your trust in the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And we know that David concluded this psalm. He said that I will both lie down in peace and sleep, for you alone, O Lord. Make me dwell, hallelujah, in safety. And that is without a doubt the safest rest we'll ever have. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name. Hallelujah, Jesus. All you've got to do is give your burdens, give your heartaches, your pains, your tears, your sadness, your depression, your despondent, your loneliness, that bad doctor report, that divorce decree, that runaway child, that person that's on drugs and on alcohol and booze. Give your hurting heart, hallelujah, all the problems to God, for he cares for you, the oppressed, hallelujah, the insecure. You can lean on the everlasting arm of Jesus Christ here this morning. God will give you rest for your weary soul. Hallelujah. And we're talking about hurting and hearing. Hallelujah. And we know that hearing is by the word of God. And what I want to encourage you on this morning, it's when you and I are experiencing deep sorrow or difficult circumstance. You might feel offended if someone suggests that something can emerge from our adversity. Even a well-meaning person who tries to encourage us to trust God's promise might be perceived as insensitive or even unrealistic. And so when that happens, you, the children of Israel, when God was working for their deliverance from Egypt, as Pharaoh hardened his heart toward the Lord's command to let his people go, he increased the Hebrew slaves, hallelujah, workload by forcing them to gather the straws they needed to make bricks. That scripture reading is coming out of the law of Exodus 5:10-11. they became so discouraged that they couldn't accept Moses' assurance that God had heard their cry and promised to take them to a land of their own. Hallelujah. You know, there are times when you and I are hurt and fear can close our ears to the hopeful words of God. But the Lord doesn't stop speaking to you and I. When it's hard for you and I to hear, God continually to work on our behalf, just as he did in delivering his children from Egypt. As you and I express God's compassion and his loving care, we can begin to hear again, even as the hurt continues, hallelujah, to heal. We know that Jesus cares. Oh, yes, he cares. I know he cares. His heart is touched with my grief and your grief and our grief. We know that when the days are weary and the long nights dreary, I know my Savior cares. Even when we don't sense God's presence, we know that his loving cares all around us. Have no doubt, because Jesus cares for you and I. We know that the eternal God is mine and yours and our refuge. Hallelujah. And underneath are the everlasting arms. That scripture reading is coming out of love, Deuteronomy 33:27. And in the tender song of Moses found in today's Bible reading, God is portrayed as a dedicated mother eagle who can be trusted by her young, even in the scary experiences of their learning to fly. That scripture reading again is coming out of love, Deuteronomy 32:11-12. We are told that a mother eagle builds a comfortable nest for her young, padding it with the feathers from her own breast. But the God-given instinct that builds that secure nest also forces the eagle out of there before a long, hallelujah, comfort zone. We are told that the eagle are made to fly, and the mother eagle will not fail to teach them. Only then will they become what they are meant to be. So we know that one day the mother eagle, hallelujah, will disturb the twigs of the nest, making it an uncomfortable place to stay. Then she will pick up a perplexed eaglet, soar into the sky and drop it. The little bird will begin to free fall. Whereas mama now, she is not far away. Quickly will swoop under and catch the feathering on one strong wing. She will repeat this exercise until each eaglet is capable of flying on their very own. Hallelujah. And just as you and I are afraid of free falling, we're unsure of how our hands will land. I'm encouraging you to remember that God will fly to your rescue. And he will spread his everlasting arms beneath you and I. He will also teach you and I something new and wonderful through it. We know that falling into God's arms is nothing to be afraid of. He will ever keep your soul. What would harm, he will control. In the home and by the way, he will keep you day by day. We know that God's love does not keep us from trials, but it sees us through them. I want you to be encouraged on this morning. And our sermon on this morning was hurting and healing. Hallelujah. So I just want to encourage you to don't be dismayed, because God is continually right now at this present moment, at this present second, at this present minute, at this present hour, at this present day, is sitting on his throne. And he's looking down upon the good and the bad. Hallelujah. God cares about you on this morning. I don't want you to feel that you are alone, because you are not alone. As long as you have Jesus, Jesus have you. Hallelujah. Don't let the enemy talk into your spirit and tell you that you are not important, that you are nobody. I want you to know this morning that you are somebody, that you are a child of God. Hallelujah. And God is wanting you to be a workman in his vineyard. God is wanting you to accept his invitation to his dinner table. Hallelujah, where the feast of the Lord is going on. The table is spread so you can come this morning. Come where God's word can infill your heart and your spirit and your soul. Where you can find rest, where there's fear, where there's anxiety, where there's oppression. You can lean on the everlasting arms of Jesus Christ. Rest in his safety. You can cry on his shoulder. You can lean on God this morning. He won't let you fall. Thank you, Jesus. And I hope and I pray, hallelujah, that I've said something to marinate your spirit and infuse your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. And if this program has been a blessing in your daily walk with God, if you have any prayer petitions, you would want the old ship of Zion to go down and pray on your behalf. You're most certainly encouraged to send your correspondence. God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Digital Worldwide Ministry. This station has been brought to you by Blog Talk Radio. Your program has been the old ship of Zion. Send your correspondence, make them attentive too. Overseer Janice Warren. P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020. Hallelujah. You can log on to www.JaniceWardMinistry.org. We're going to now change the dynamics of this program. We're going to now turn you over to Hymns of Zion to uplift your spirit and encourage your heart. So I'm asking you to listen up, if you will, to Hymns of Zion. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your holy name.
You don't have to say the same, but you gotta wanna change. A lot of it I feel I didn't deserve. Thank you. trials, in all types of situations, disappointments that we cause ourselves, but we know it's all for a reason, because there's a blessing in your lessons. Ooh, in our trials,
thank you.
to the drawing board. Seems like I'm wasting half of my life. Oh, 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 gotta be something more. Gotta find it quick, cause we're running out of time. And you can make a new story. But you're stuck where you are.
You My breath away. Nobody Thank you. Yeah.